This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Political activities have intensified for government formation in West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and Kerala after declaration of assembly poll results. Following the BJP's sweeping victory in the West Bengal assembly elections, preparations are in full swing for the formation of the new government and the oath-taking ceremony in the state. The new cabinet members are likely to be sworn in on the 9th of this month, the birth anniversary of Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah are expected to attend the ceremony. In Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician C. Joseph Vijay's Tamilaga Vetre Kadagam, TVK, has emerged as the single largest party in the state, winning 108 seats. Following the party's strong electoral debut, newly elected TVK legislators have formally elected Mr. Vijay as the leader in the legislative party meeting at the party headquarters in Panayur near Chennai. Meanwhile, outgoing Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has submitted his resignation to the governor, which has been accepted. In Kerala, the Congress-led UDF is holding informal discussions on the formation of a government. The BJP has appointed senior party leader and union minister Amit Shah as a central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi have been appointed as a central co-observer in the state. Union Minister J.P. Nadda has been appointed as central observer for the election of the leader of the legislative party in Assam. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has been appointed as a central co-observer in the state. These names were approved by the BJP Parliamentary Board for central observers. The Bihar State Cabinet, under the leadership of Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary, is set to undergo a significant expansion on May 7th. State BJP President Sanjay Sarawagi said that the swearing-in ceremony will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President Nitin Naveen, JDU President Nitish Kumar and other senior leaders of the NDA. Mr. Sarawagi added that Gandhi Maidan has been closed as a venue for the ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi strongly condemned the attacks on UAE's Fujairah that resulted in injuries to three internationals. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that targeting civilians and infrastructure is unacceptable. He asserted that India stands in firm solidarity with the UAE and reiterates its support for the peaceful resolution of all issues through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi emphasized that ensuring safe and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz is vital for enduring regional peace, stability and global energy security. The United States and Iran have exchanged fresh attacks in the Gulf, escalating tensions over control of the Strait of Hormuz and undermining an already fragile ceasefire. Missiles and drones were launched after U.S. President Donald Trump announced a new initiative, Project Freedom, aimed at helping stranded tankers and commercial vessels pass through the Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that development cooperation remains a key pillar of the partnership between India and Jamaica. Dr. Jaishankar was addressing the media after his meeting with Jamaican Foreign Minister Kamina Johnson-Smith and other cabinet members. The External Affairs Minister said the talks were comprehensive and substantive, covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties and identifying new avenues to further strengthen cooperation.
We reviewed the entire gamut of India-Jamaica relations. We identified new avenues for further strengthening our partnership. We have signed several important agreements. And we discussed effective implementations of MOUs, which have been recently concluded in the fields of digital transformation, cultural exchange, sports and digital payments to ensure tangible outcomes on the ground.
Vietnam President Tho Lam today offered prayers at the world-famous Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya in Bihar. He paid homage to Lord Buddha by meditating under the sacred Bodhi tree. Thereafter, President Tho Lam visited the Vietnamese monastery, where he participated in various religious and cultural activities. His visit has been considered highly significant in terms of strengthening the religious and spiritual ties between India and Vietnam. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Chennai Super Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.